back again for another great radio show, WIP Afternoons with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike Reese, how we doing?
Brother Spike, Jackie Baseball, Bryce is back.
Yes, he is.
You're welcome.
How about you, boy?
Hitting over 400 since September 1st?
Huh?
Oh, he's hitting over 400?
Oh.
Wow.
Was told he's not a leader?
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, Philadelphia. Yeah. You're welcome. Philly's locker room, you're welcome. All we need to do to get a great Bryce performance is just hold him accountable. Okay, occasionally. I'm glad that I'm here to do that for you. I'm glad I returned, Jack, to bring back the World Series, what's the word I'm looking for? World Series.
Mentality.
Aspirations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Aspirations.
Aspirations. Yes, yes, yes. We have a big show today. We always have a big show. Speaking of the Phillies, the great Larry Anderson will join us at 3 p.m. Talk to him, of course, about Bryce. Talk to him about what's going on with Ranger Suarez. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we will have Brian Baldinger, who will break down Jalen's performance, also the performance of the offensive and defensive line, and the power rankings that everyone cares about, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. A new edition comes out at 4:30, and there has been movement in the rankings.
Ooh.
Someone's moved up, someone moved out, someone moved in. There's a lot coming up. So as we do around here, but I think it is deserved, is after a win, talk about occasionally what went wrong. So Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers, which we're all happy about, and I think we got the answers to a lot of questions, right?
Yeah.
Does Saquon Barkley still have a lot in the tank? How good's the offensive line going to be? Can Quinyon Mitchell play? Blah, 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 blah. But I think there are two things that we still have big questions about, that we still have some concern. Those are the performance of the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Hurts. So I ask you, Ike Reese, moving forward, if you think about this as a Super Bowl team, what gives you more concern, defensive line or Jalen Hurts?
Oh, it's easily for me, the defensive line. You know, the defensive line, moving forward, I just don't see, where, other than, okay, now when I'm saying defensive line, right now I'm primarily talking about the ends. I'm actually okay with our interior guys.
With Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter,
Milton Williams.
Right.
How you pronounce the other kid's name from Texas?
Jomo.
Oh, Jomo. Yeah. Him. Like, I'm good with our defensive tackles in there, our young guys in there. I actually feel pretty good about those guys. But getting the pressure off the edge, I just don't see how it improves enough that when I'm looking at offenses like the Dallas Cowboys, the San Francisco 49ers, the Detroit Lions, the Los Angeles Rams, when you have to play these teams in the playoffs and you got to get at these quarterbacks, you're going to have to put pressure on them. And I just don't see at this point where that is going to be reliable with the guys that we have. Now, these guys will make flash here or there. I don't know. We're talking about 17 games and then into the postseason to where you're a formidable pass rush that an offense has to worry about. And neither of us believe the Eagles are trying to trade for Hassan Reddick or will trade for Hassan Reddick. Nice topic the midday show did or what
sure.
Have you. I don't think that's happening, but the premise of what they were really talking about is the concern over Bryce Huff, who's our highest paid free agent this offseason. And some of Vic Fangio's comments about him and why he's not out there more, I don't know how much better that gets. This is a young man who, God bless him, he was undrafted. He's already overachieved. He got the bag, he hit free agency, somebody paid him. I don't know if he's already reached his ceiling of his ability.
Ceiling being playing half the snaps and being able to pressure the quarterback.
Like, that's
when
what
it's
he
a,
is, right. Yes. Like, so for us to think that somehow he's going to turn into a three-down player, be stout against the run, and still have enough left in the tank to be a pass rusher that an offense has to sort of dictate where they're going to turn their protection to, I just don't see that. And I love BG to death. And quite frankly, I'm glad he's not sitting on the bench his final year as a cheerleader. He's going to get to play because I know he's a competitor and he wants to be out there playing. God bless him. He's 35, 36 years old, right? I don't know if that can get him through 17 games healthy.
Especially playing as many snaps as he's playing.
Exactly. Right, playing the snaps that he's playing. So we may be doing a disservice to him by having him out there and overusing him, that he's going to give you everything he has, and I don't know how much is going to be left at the end. And then Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, when they start flashing and showing me something, then that's when I'll be able to vouch for what they can do. Nolan Smith is still somebody trying to prove that he deserves to even be in this league. Right at this point. So I'm looking at the D-line, and I'm saying that's what my concerns are. Jalen's going to clean up his decision-making, we hope. Yep, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm banking on. He's going to clean that up. And he has more of a track record of playing at that level than those guys do. So I'm okay with him. And I think he's going to eventually reach his potential. The problem is the potential with our young players, except for Nolan Smith, how do we know Josh Sweat hasn't already reached his potential as a fourth-round draft pick, fifth-round draft pick? I don't know how much better he's going to get and how much is in there. And I just said what I said about Bryce Huff being undrafted. So I just – this D-line, man, coming in, we may need to start – we got to start searching the waiver wire or somebody's roster. Who got an unhappy I forgot who has an unhappy defensive end.
The Jets.
J-E-T-S.
We've been through that.
And that's not happening.
No. Well, I think
– at least I'd be shocked if it happened. Let me put it that way.
I think, by the way, I think the Jets and Hassan Reddick are just in for a game of chicken until somebody breaks. Hassan Reddick could lose
$100 million, $1 million a week.
Yeah, I'd go play.
I think I'd go out there and
I'd
play.
I'd go play. 215-592-90.
Just report.
But yes, show
up.
Report.
Put a hamstring in the parking lot.
Yes,
something.
Very easy. They can't tell whether your hamstring hurts or not.
Man.
215-592-9494. What is a bigger concern for you moving forward, Jalen Hurts or the defensive line? So, to me, now,
where you're at.
Well, we would both agree that they're both a concern.
Yes, I would, clear.
I am not saying that I don't think the defensive line is a concern. I'm more concerned about Jalen for a few reasons. First of all, the team is built around the performance of the offense. So whether the defense was the 15th best defense in the league or the 21st best defense in the league or whatever it was, there are going to be several games this year. And by the way, Friday night could have been one of them where whoever has the ball last should be the team that wins the game. Like, we're going to have to win shootouts. And overall, not that I think defense is a luxury, I don't, but it's an offensive league, and there's going to be a lot of times where we're going to need to score more points than the other team. So I need, no matter what the defense does, I need the offense to be one of the three best offenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you're going to play games where you are going to go score for score, turnovers are going to be the deciding factor in the game. And there's just been too much. I know we can say we've seen Jalen play better, but it's been a while since we have seen an extended Jalen not turning the ball over. It's mm-hmm. been over a season now, generally. So there is the worry, the same thing that you're saying, that maybe this is who Josh Sweat is and maybe this is who Bryce Huff is, that this could be who Jalen is. And I don't think a team that has championship aspirations that is built around the offense, and by the way, this is the same problem that Buffalo runs into, in that you can't build a team around the offense if the guy who is touching the ball literally every play puts the ball in harm's way over and over and over again. And the other thing I would say about the defensive line, and maybe this is the wrong way to look at it in terms of hope, is that it's almost like, because I've seen less of Bryce Huff, I can have more hope that he will come out and show us things that we haven't seen yet. You know, I know you said you're worried about him playing against the run, and mm-hmm. obviously that was our concern in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But against Green Bay, and you know, maybe it was because of the field, whatever, we didn't even see him get after the quarterback.
Right.
So I think there's a possibility that after Monday night, we see, especially given what he's going against in Kirk Cousins and an offense that did not look very good in week one, that we see Bryce Huff walk away with two sacks, even if he's playing 50% of the snaps, and show a flash here and there, that thing that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing with Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat, not a complete player, not Hassan Reddick, certainly has a history of getting after the quarterback. And I just think we could. I don't think this defensive line is going to be the best in football. I don't think it's going to be a top five in football. But if you are basing the defensive line around, and we did this for years, around pressure, you know, the edge being able to get pressure because of the interior defensive linemen collapsing things, I think Jalen Carter can do that. I think Jordan Davis can do that. I thought we saw examples of that on Friday night. And I think it's possible that when we get on a normal field and those things start to tick up, that we're in a better situation with the defensive line. I'm concerned about both, because no matter how good Quinyon Mitchell is, if we're not getting pressure on the quarterback, it's not going to matter. Yep. Those things aren't going to matter. But I think ultimately, if I think about this team winning a Super Bowl this year, and by the way, not just this year, I am a lot more confident in them solving the problem over the next 3 years, by the way, of getting an edge rusher in here who can make noise.
I guarantee you, next year we're going to be looking at another edge rusher.
Well, right. You know who we're getting next year?
Well, no. Then
Micah Parsons. Damn
yeah.
Right.
Then solving the problem. If our quarterback...
We're going to need 200. We're going to need 200 million for that. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you where there's 200-some million that they committed to a certain guy who we're talking about here as well.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that I'm far more confident that they will solve the defensive line problem, that if Jalen isn't the guy, then we are in a whole other world of issues over the next several years. So for me, it is Jalen over the defensive line. What concerns you more moving forward with the Eagles, defensive line or Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494. Fritz, I didn't actually ask your opinion before the show.
Yeah.
Where are you, buddy?
So I think it is the defensive line.
Oh,
because Jalen, he's just a worker. He's going to grind.
Turn off his
mic. He's going to figure out his mistakes. He's not this guy. Those guys on defense might not have the talent. They might not have the talent. This guy is one of the three best quarterbacks in football. He'll figure it out.
See, I shouldn't have gone to him.
Yep.
I shouldn't have gone to him.
That was a waste of time.
That was a mistake. I thought I was going to get a real answer out of him. Instead, I got a sarcastic answer.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Bigger concern with the Eagles this season, the defensive line or Jalen Hurts? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What up?
Spike, man, I love you, my boy. But I'm going to need you to stick to criticizing Bryce, because when you do that, good things happen. I'm going to need you to stick to that. I'm going to need you to stick to getting MB back the way he's doing, because, first of all...
Well, maybe I could help your guy, too.
Nah, you can't. You can't, because your bigger concern is Jalen. Let me give you some numbers, because you like to quote numbers a lot. So I like to throw your numbers back at you. You know, you bring up passer rating a lot. That's your number. You love that. Well, all time, I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about next. I'm talking about all time. Jalen Hurts is 25th all time in passer rating. So that means that
Kirk Cousins is like ninth.
Hey, is 25th all time good? That's your stat.
Okay.
I'm throwing your
can
stat.
Can I throw a number at you? Can I throw a number at you?
Your stat at you.
Can I throw a number at you?
Go ahead. Let me finish. Go ahead, though.
Pro Football Focus ranked the play of all 32 starting quarterbacks this week. Do we want to know where Jalen Hurts ranked in terms of those 32 quarterbacks?
He ranked last.
Last.
Okay, let me tell you this.
Okay.
That is a bum.
Pro Football Focus also told you that Avante Maddox played better than N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis. All these Darius, they all rated him higher. So what did your eyes tell you? Did Avante Maddox look like he played better than them dudes?
My eyes told me that Jalen Hurts had four or five easy turnover worthy plays.
Tap dancing like Gregory Hines, I love it. But let me finish my argument. Tap dance, can't give me yes or no answer. Just tap dance, I got it.
No, Avante Maddox did not look. No, I. How about this? I don't think Avante Maddox looked better than N'Kobe Dean did on Friday night. However, I can tell you, 32 out of 32 is like pretty decisive.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Let me keep going because I was just one point. Let me keep going. I got something for you. Last 5 seconds.
Okay.
Let me keep going. All right, your boy. I just found a stat that said that Nick Sirianni has the highest winning percentage in the NFL after he won that game, right? And
yep.
All I can remember is Nick Sirianni only had one quarterback as his quarterback since he's been a head coach. Because the other one that was his quarterback, I'm pretty sure they lost. So, am I worried about that? Of course. You can talk about turning the ball over, getting better. I get all that. Jalen Hurts played over 55 games in the NFL, and he done had a couple turnovers in the past 10. Okay, I'm worried. I'm going to freak out. Can you work with it and getting better? Yes, but am I worried? No. What I'm worried about is we not getting pressure on the quarterback. Now, does it hurt if you got people running scot-free wide open?
Hold on. I have to throw something at you, and then you can tell your eye thing. We want to talk all-time QB rating, right? Okay, so Jalen Hurts is actually 28th. But right in front of Jalen Hurts at 26 is Ryan Tannehill. Right in front of him at 25 is Kyler Murray. Right in front of him at 22 is Derek Carr. Like, come on. What are we talking about here?
All I'm saying is you love to bring that up. I was bringing it up.
No, but I compare him to his contemporaries, not all time. Remember, QB rating in 2024 is not like QB rating in 1997. Right. You know, John Elway's QB rating was like 85. Troy Aikman was like 90. It's just a different time. Jalen Hurts is not the 25th best quarterback.
He's not that good. Let's trade. Let's move on.
That's not what I said.
That's how you act, and you got worries about it, so you worry. So that's what you do. I'm telling you what I'm going to do because I know what my eyes have told me. Stuff that your eyes tell you,
yes.
I've had questions about because it's not been, you know, equaling wins and losses. Like, I don't know. Like, you criticize Bryce a lot, but Bryce wins. You criticize
how many titles?
Embiid is so great, but Embiid doesn't win.
Wait a minute. But that's nonsense. Neither Jalen Hurts nor Bryce Harper has ever won a championship.
Championships all that matters.
Well, if you're going to talk about the thing that they do is win, then sure, yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna remember that.
Okay. Did you have something for Ike?
Oh, real quick, this is a 5 second. This is a off topic thing. This ain't got nothing to do with. I ain't talked to my man in a while. Hey, yo, Ike.
Yo.
I think we got somebody better than Marv, Ike.
No.
This boy, J.J. Smith, Jeremiah. This is a bad man, mm-hmm. A bad brother, man.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. That's all I wanted to say. I know I took a lot of time, but I had to holler at my boy.
Listen, that's wide receiver. You, man, that's wide receiver between Ohio State and LSU. They don't want to let us get our grind on, Corey. They don't want to let us talk NCAA, man.
Everybody, it's panic time. Jalen is trash.
That's it.
All right, see.
All right. Yeah. It's like this. Crybaby. I think defensive line's an issue, too. You know? It's
seems like Corey has had enough.
Corey's crying. Well, I'm going to replay Corey's call from Monday and Saturday.
Right.
He's changing his tune a little bit. All right, so we got a next question today. And for next question, we got a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. It's Saturday at the Philly Expo Center at Oaks, noon until 4. Benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation in honor of McKenna Massey, who was at 14 years old, diagnosed with leukemia, lost that battle. But this foundation helps families that are fighting pediatric cancer. It's a great event if you love food. Over 20 local restaurants doing their best dish, and you get to eat all of them. Also, Jose Garza is going to be there. Chad Rosenthal doing cooking demonstrations. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. All right, next question. Now, I want to stress, we do not want any politics in your answer.
Yes!
It is simply based off the fact that the debate was last night. So we want a famous debate in all-time history. No politics. Famous debate in all-time history. So you call up with your sports point. We'll say next question. You give us a famous debate. Jack, do you have one to start off with?
Of course, because this was a hot one when I was in college, because I'm in college in the middle of the state.
Okay.
And I went to Penn State a lot.
Yep.
Wawa versus Sheetz.
Oh, that
Ooh,
is a big
Wawa
one.
Wawa versus Sheetz.
So I've never been to a Sheetz. Have you been to a Sheetz?
I don't believe so. Is Sheetz on the turnpike? I think
yeah,
I have.
Yes, probably.
Because I have been to Sheetz.
It starts around Harrisburg, I would say.
Yeah. And you know, when I drive back to Cincinnati, I'm taking the turnpike all the way through Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, yep.
So
yep.
I think I have stopped at the Sheetz before, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
But come on, we're talking about the class of the convenience game.
That's
yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even been to Sheetz.
Don't
I know it's
to.
Not even close. Yeah, get out of here. Yinzers, you know, the
clowns.
Pittsburgh people. Get out of here.
Clowns.
So mine is from my teen years.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis versus Super NES.
Oh, Super NES?
Yes.
The hell is that?
That was the competitor to Genesis. It was pre-N64.
Was that the Cube?
No.
Was Super NES?
Yeah, Super NES was a square. It was like a now that was after the regular Nintendo. Regular Nintendo 16-bit or whatever was before that, and Sega was before that. But then there was Genesis versus Super NES.
Okay.
And I was a Genesis guy. I was always a Sega guy.
Yeah, I don't even know if I don't think I know what an NES is.
Oh, really?
I remember Sega Genesis for sure.
I'm pretty sure NES had the it had all the games. It had Madden.
It did have those sports games. Okay.
But the sports games on Genesis were way better.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Do you have a famous debate?
Of course I do.
Okay.
And I'll take this one before anybody else gets a chance to take it and really classify the debate incorrectly.
Okay.
All this nonsense.
Okay.
About who's the GOAT.
Okay.
In the NBA? Of the NBA?
That is a famous debate.
Yeah. Jordan versus Kobe.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that debate?
That's the debate as far as I'm concerned, too, actually.
That's right.
You know, when I think of the top five NBA players of all time, obviously, in no order.
No order.
I think about Jordan, obviously. Yep. I think about Larry Bird, yep. Magic. I think about Kobe. I think about Bill Russell, Will. Mm-hmm. Those are all the guys I
Kareem.
Think of. Kareem. I can't think of anyone else. Can you?
Not in that top five.
Those seem like the guys.
Would you have Larry Bird in the top five?
I would. He was a killer.
Dude, Larry Bird is it was a monster.
Yeah.
This is a debate amongst me and my guys, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they want him like number four.
Well, you don't have him that high?
No, I had him at like number seven.
Oh.
Can I really put Larry Bird over LeBron? No.
Here's what I would ask. You are going to war for one game.
Larry Bird.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to war for one game.
LeBron loses that debate with everybody. All those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great talent, but if I can only have one guy to go to war with, yeah, LeBron, you might lose that debate with a lot of guys.
I would take Lou Williams over LeBron if you just give me one game. Anyway.
The guys get the most clutch stats of all time. Would you just stop?
There you go.
I mean, seriously, you guys are just sickening.
I
said I had him in the top five.
No, that's cute. I know. It's really adorable. I know.
Hit the Oscar music for yourself.
Well, I got Oscar music on YouTube.
No.
Larry Bird.
Yeah. You don't know anything about Larry Bird, man.
I disagree. I have a USA Bird jersey, and I had a Celtics Bird jersey in college. Like,
ooh, the USA Bird jersey is nice.
The Dynamite jersey.
That's nice.
Not surprising with you knowing what we know about you.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I just... Not surprising.
Ooh, boy. Yes. Hit the music.
All right, so that'll be for the Bite for the Fight tickets. Famous debate.
Oh, man.
And what concerns you more moving forward this season, defensive line or Jalen? Coming up next, Vic Fangio. I love him. Some interesting sound from Vic Fangio today about Bryce Huff.
I wonder if everybody else does.
Oh, down
Bryce,
there?
I wonder if Bryce loves him.
I don't think so. Bryce Huff,
yes.
To be clear.
Yes.
I don't think how he loves him. I think Sirianni's probably sitting somewhere snickering, going like, well, you hired him. So he has some things to say about Devin White, about Bryce Huff. We will play you that sound next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.